Everyone, welcome back to this episode, brand new episode of the Situation Remedy Podcast. I am Pastor Royce Warren King Sr. of formerly of Prophetic House of Truth Outreach Number 2. We have undergone a new name, a name change to result, the direct results, if you will, of the current climate in our country and world. We are now Law of the Spirit of Life Assembly. The significance behind the name change is the importance and to stress the value of the law of life, of God's law, the first law ever put in place for us as people, for humanity, the law of the Spirit of Life. That we were given life, that the Most High made us and created us in His image and His likeness, all mankind. He breathed the breath of life into our nostrils. It was a twofold operation, if you will. You know, He made us in His image and His likeness, but He created the body, the house, if you will, in which our spirit and soul dwells. And so because of that, the body in itself, when we cease to function or we expire from our time of service, well, it'll just return to the dirt. But our spirit is eternal, and our soul can be saved, and we can be forever reigning with the Most High and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. So, there's so much to get into. Having been away for a while, we've all been dealing with this crisis presented as COVID-19, the coronavirus, the pandemic, the police brutality and the bullying, and the things of that nature have always been going on. However, in this time, this season, for so many of us to not be so busy with everything else in our lives, whether we're trying to attend our kids' functions, after school programs, after school, you know, high school sports, state championship runs, and all of that, we all witnessed the murder of George Floyd. And regardless of your upbringing, regardless of your personal beliefs, regardless of your church affiliation, your denomination association, whether you're Catholic or Protestant, evangelical, Islam, Muslim, a Buddhist, atheist, if you are aware and sensitive to your life force as a being, you were affected by witnessing 8 minutes and 46 seconds. It's all it took for one man to take a non-resisting, begging and pleading for mercy, the life of another man. It changed the entire world. And it showed us just where we all are when we're seeing mankind without the presence of the Most High, without God in his life, without the Holy Spirit, without being repentant, without being surrendered, right? Without being full of the Holy Spirit, without the fruit of the Spirit in his life, without acknowledging and recognizing the gifts of the Holy Spirit, not being in right standing, what it is to pervert power and authority that's been delegated to you, what it is to pervert the power and the authority and laws, for laws to be created that will convince a group of men and women that they are to round up and make life difficult for another group of individuals based on the complexion of their skin. This is a gross misunderstanding and a misuse of what it is to be in a position of authority, to be in a governing position, and to have any such type of authority and power delegated to you. Your job is to recognize, first and foremost, that the Most High, that God's laws are eternal. Just because you vote to remove them from schools, just because you don't discuss them, just because you don't obey them or live by them, doesn't obliterate them. They do not cease to exist and operate. And in their operation through obedience, there are beautiful blessings and promises waiting for you. But if you ignore them and attempt to disobey and rebel against them, what you have is a promised penalty. It's death. You die, things die. And as we all know, you might not die physically in the immediate, but you suffer loss in your spirit, your soul. There's a disconnect. You're not in right standing. You're not in fellowship with the Most High. You're not in harmony with the earth, with your peers, your brothers, your sisters, your family members who know the Most High, and you who don't know Him. It's time for us. It's time for pastors of the old guard, pastors of the new guard, and the pastors who are coming in generations behind us to pick up the cause, the mission, and the purpose, the mantle, to return to the preaching of the kingdom and the law of the spirit of life, which is in Christ. For you don't have to be under the law of sin, the law of rebellion and death. Because with your rebellion, surely will come death. This is the world we're living in. Because of Adam's rebellion, you and I were born in sin. We were born into rebellion. We had need of repentance. We had need of a Savior. We had need to experience an atonement. So we thank the Most High for sending His Son to die for all who would believe and accept the work that was finished on Calvary, the death, burial, the resurrection, the shedding of blood, and then the giving of the Holy Spirit to enable and to empower us to fulfill our purpose, to have dominion over the earth and not over each other, to be able to love one another as we love ourselves, to acknowledge that you and I were all created in the image and the likeness of the Almighty. So that's where we are. That's the situation. That's the remedy. I'm not sure that there's so much more else to discuss. Many topics, many, if you will, little fires everywhere that we're attempting to address and to put out. But we can't go on negotiating for the rights that are God-given. It makes no sense to me. I will not negotiate for what I've been living and for what I've been doing. I'm going to keep doing it, and I'm going to continue to encourage you to be strong, to be steadfast and unmovable, be confident. You don't have to ask for your rights and your privileges. You must continue to connect yourself, realign yourself, reconnect if you're not connected with God. Be in right standing obey the basic royal law. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Search the scriptures, search the word. Submit your spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's what you say is what you do. Control your environment. And when you step outside your house, know that you're stepping into a different environment. So how you walk, who you walk and who you labor with, who you work with, who you spend time with, of course is going to have an impact. That's why you have to be a laborer for the kingdom of God. Don't just be a world changer. Don't just be an influencer for the sake of getting money, because you want to travel and you want a vacation, because you want to go on to the beaches and walk the sands. Look, without work, there's no purpose. With work, we know that we have purpose. There's a reason to rest. No one wants to just be sitting around resting. So let's be about our Father's business. Let's be about our work. We're in a time with so much going on. You can begin anywhere. You don't need me to cite for you the travesties of the number of black men and women who have been murdered by men and women who wear uniforms and badges, who are sworn to protect and serve. We've been having the discussion now long enough. We recognize that they are perpetuating a myth and a lie. They're perverting the truth that men and women who look like you and me are 3/5 of a person. First of all, who told you that humanity was divided up into fifths, that we could be 3/5? Makes absolutely no sense to me. I can't figure for the life of me why for so long we have allowed this foolish conversation. I don't understand. Have we been so far from the truth? Have we been so far from an earnest relationship with the true and living God that we have not fought to fight, to stand? I'm not telling you you have to go looking for a fight, but you, at some point, when the bully comes, we've all experienced it in our neighborhoods. We tell the jokes, whether it's in church or comedy, or we're giving an oral traditional account of growing up at a particular time in a particular neighborhood. We know what it is to have to fight back that bully in the neighborhood. Well, there are bullies. This nation was founded, obviously, by some bullies. We've built it. We've made it great. But we have erred much like they have erred. We're trying to negotiate with a sworn enemy, and we're not living a life of righteousness and right standing with the Most High collectively across the board as a nation. The scriptures clearly state that righteousness exalteth a nation. We have been slowly tearing this nation down. We've been tearing down our right standing with the Most High to the point that it's taken, once again, a death to wake us up. And it's awakened the entire world. Now, be aware and pay attention as the enemy scrambles to once again grab his tactics of perversion. And he's going to be, and he is already throwing finances. He's throwing fame. He's throwing celebrity. He's throwing new opportunities for you individually, personally, to elevate yourself, to give up the fight, to give up the cause, to forget about what's currently on the table, to forget this opportunity. But I challenge you to not forget the opportunity, and I challenge you to not attempt to make the most of this opportunity without the presence and the power of God in your life. You must repent. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit. You must surrender to His will and to His way so that He can lead you, He can guide you, He can direct you. You are full of power. You are full of the divine nature. When you surrender, it doesn't take anything more than a decision on your behalf and then the commitment to work diligently. You're full of power when you submit and you surrender. As a man thinketh, so is he. Whatever it is that you think you are, you're that because you think it. Because your thought life, your thinking power, is just as important as your belief. Many of us often find ourselves the result more of what it is we think than actually what we tend to believe. So the Most High in His infinite wisdom is surely aware of how we function. He is the manufacturer. He is the source. You need to know who you are. You need to know your capabilities, your ability, and your responsibility. We must change. We must repent daily, multiple times, often, within a day. We must stay in accord. We must obey God rather than man. Don't tell me that we got to obey the laws of the land. If the laws of the land are contrary to the laws of the Creator, then that is not a lawful order. It is not a lawful command. It's not an order that any soldier of the Most High is obligated to follow or should follow. I have no problems saying that I won't follow it. But I'm also full of the Spirit enough to know that the reason we've been redeemed and restored to right standing is so that you and I might self-govern. Because we recognize the value in one another, the law of the Spirit of life. So I'm going to be obedient. And if I love my neighbor as myself, therein I won't steal from my neighbor. I won't lie upon my neighbor. I won't kill my neighbor. Those commandments that they've taken out of the school, those 10 commandments that so many of you want to talk about nowadays, that we're not under law, but we're under grace. Foolishness. You're always going to be under a law. That's part of the problem and the issues and why we're seeing the ridiculous actions of men and women without boundaries. No matter what the description, no matter where you want to go in the conversation, what you're talking about is men and women who are moving in the earth without any boundaries because they don't think they have to obey a law or self-govern. Everything is how it makes me feel. I can do what I want. And just because it's permissible doesn't make it beneficial. All you got to do is continue to, once again, turn on your television, turn on your radio, go to your social media accounts, visit YouTube, and it's everywhere. The foolishness, the chaos. Lives live without limits and boundaries. Lawlessness, lawbreakers on every side. Let's wake up and let's be about the right. You can't do it in and of your own power. I guarantee you, you will fail. You know failure. And it's all right to fail en route to some successes. But there's a guarantee in the word of God in Joshua 1:9. That if you would obey his commands, be courageous, fear not, he would make your way prosperous and thou shall have good success. All you gotta do is be obedient. Think on these things. Think about someone other than yourself. Serve the Most High rather than money, rather than your belly. Think about the spirit within that body and feed that. Put your spirit man first and your body second, and your whole life will change. The entire world will change if we all put our spirits first. If we put our soul first, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And stop focusing on what you're going to eat. Stop focusing on whether you're getting the right gains, if you got the right curves. It's not important. It doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything. Your physique is not deterring the police officer, man or woman. It's not stopping hate. It's not stopping racism. It's not deterring lawlessness. You want to be saved by grace? You want to experience the fullness of what it is truly to be saved by grace? Then obey the law of the Spirit of life. Wake up and realize that you must be keeping some law if you're truly benefiting from righteous grace. Anything else is a perversion, and it's a lie. It's a license, carte blanche to do whatever you want under a delusion that there is no penalty. That's apostate. Wake up, repent. We can do better. We are better. When you realize that you and I were created for the purpose and to be the express image of the Most High, you'll begin to recognize your divine nature and you will govern yourself as if you were a God. What God is asking for rights. What God is asking to do the right thing. What God is not without mercy. What's the point in having all that power if you're going to be a tyrant? If you're not going to father, if you're not going to be just and merciful. How are we living with no justice? Makes no sense to me. Give yourself, give your life, bring justice to your home first. Start there. Repentance. Repentance. The kingdom of Yah is at hand. Seek ye first the kingdom of Yah, and everything else that you're concerned about for your body surely will be added. It's too easy. It's not your body It's not that house in which your spirit and soul dwells that needs to be spruced up and changed on the outside, but it's your inner being, your inner man, those inner workings. That's what you're dealing with. That's where your depression lies. That's your struggle. That's where your habits are hiding and hanging out and victimizing you as often as you surrender to your flesh. I say you know the situation remedy. I say you are the remedy. You must believe. You must think. You must obey. You must do the work of righteousness, of repentance. And you'll see the fruit. You'll bear forth the fruit of righteousness. You'll experience the results of his promise. He's faithful. The Most High is faithful. He's not a man that he should lie. He is a rewarder of them that diligently pursue after, who seek him. The decision is yours today, all day, and as many days should you have upon the face of this earth, to choose him willingly, lovingly, repeatedly, over and over again. Not just because there are great benefits, but because you understand your purpose for creation and your potential to deliver, leaving something for your children or your children's children is greater than finance, is greater than your name. Leave in part some spiritual gift. Leave and impart wisdom and direction. Declare and decree. Show your sons and your daughters, your children's children, how to operate just like the Most High. You don't have to go far. You don't have to go deep into your Bibles. Just open it up to Genesis. And you can read from chapter 1 to chapter 3. And by the time you conclude in chapter 3, you will be able to see the Most High teaching Adam how to do what the Most High did in 6 days of work. Spend time there. Remember the value of working. We as a nation of people have far too long been lazy, sluggards, avoiding work, don't want to work, just want a paycheck, got a job just to say we got money, no purpose, no real fruit. And at the end of the day, that wicked wealth is stored up for somebody else to claim. Come home. Be where you belong in the kingdom of the Most High God. Walk circumspectly. Do what he's called and purposed you to do. That's the situation remedy. I'm Pastor Royce Warren King, and I'm out.